A man living alone rescued a puppy. From a shelter that was not very lovely. In his new home, he could relax. And the man named him Max. The man and the puppy felt so lucky. Max was a different breed, a kind of special mix. One-third basket hound, one-third bugle, and one-third rat terrorist. His legs were low to the ground, but he had no trouble getting around. The kind of puppy you could hardly resist. Puppy was fine with the man all the time, but sometimes he would be gone in the daytime. The puppy would howl and not stop crying, like someone was beating him or he was dying, until the man came home in the nighttime. The man looked deep into the puppy's eyes. What he saw to him was no surprise. He saw the fear of being alone. Even if you're in your own home, it is much greater than most realize. That night at bedtime, they slept really close. The puppy and the man were nose to nose. When one moved, the other knew. Together they were all night through until the morning when they rose. The man started the new day with a promise. He said being alone would confound us. But it is very clear to me that two could be three. We could use another dog around us. A big dog, big bark, big bite will discourage prowlers at night or when you're not at home or when you're home all alone. A big barking dog is a scary sight. Ooh. So the man rescued a bull mastiff puppy. He thought a small lap dog, if he was lucky, that grew up to weigh more than the man, played with Max as gentle as a lamb. The man named the new puppy Buddy. Buddy and Max were never apart. Always together right from the start. They were never alone with the other one there. Even when the man went somewhere, Buddy and Max had love in their heart. Buddy and Max and the man loved each other. Buddy and Max were each other's brother. Buddy and Max were never alone. Buddy and Max loved their new home. Buddy and Max were glad they had each other. Then one day, not on time, the man did not arrive. Buddy and Max wondered now if he was still alive. They cuddled together, as puppies do. What to do next? They had no clue. Then that day, but not on time, the man did arrive. Love is patiently waiting for great expectations. Love has a humble beginning on firm foundations. Love comes from God to us. Love is based on complete trust. His love must spread through all generations. The man came home and held his puppies close. They hugged, licked, and kissed, nose to nose. It's hard to tell each one apart. They all had so much love in their heart. True love and affection in friends always shows. The man told the puppies, "We are family. Together we are the best we can be. Through all kinds of weather, we will always be together." The man said this to both puppies. It would be nice if there was a moral to this story. Something to make everything hunky-dory. The lesson for today: you're never too far away to add someone new to your family story. So when you find yourself all alone, it may even be when you are at home, try to remember all the best about your family and all the rest. You can feel at home wherever you roam.